Among ye frolicsome jilts of the town, whose trade like yourselves is uncertain, since whoring like other professions goes down, I'll show you a new way to good fortune. Cheer up your heart, to be merry prepare, excuse but a little preamble, I'll sing you a jest if you have not a care, shall give you the thorough go nimble. A lady well skilled in intrigues of the town, reduced to a slender condition, who lived by the trade of shove up and go down, which has so long time been in fashion, but money so scarce and taxes so great, poor Collie has grown unable to give half a crown for a bit of his cat, or to put up his nag in the stable. Resolving at last some new measures to try, to raise up her fortune to riches, she lays her profession and petticoats by, and boldly she puts on the breeches. Her carriage so pleasing and full of air, her talk so delightful and witty, in masculine habit she now does appear, as gay as a bean in the city. She takes noble lodging, sets up for an heir, and passed for the same of a certain. She baits with delusion her amorous snare, desiring to hook in some fortune. A cunning old miser full of design, being blessed with a pretty young daughter, with whom a young heir did his project begin, and craftily managed the matter. The father being eager to make up the match, proposing a very good portion of money and plate, which the miserly wretch had got by his cursed extortion. The lovers themselves did quickly agree, the father was also consenting, expecting his daughter a lady should be, and he without cause of repenting. The day was declared to consummate the match, with joy to the innocent creature, the miser being greedy and busy to catch so hopeful a prize for his daughter. The father provided a plentiful feast, in grandeur they went to be wedded. The portion was paid, but the cream of the jest was what they did when they were bedded. The bridegroom had prudently got a sheep's gut, blowed up very stiff as a bladder, but what he did with it, or whether 'twas put, I'll leave you good folks to consider. The innocent bride no difference knew, and seemed to be greatly delighted, but lasses, I warrant there's none among you that would be so cleverly cheated. This for a month undiscovered passed on, at last an old turbulent woman made privy to the project when first 'twas begun, and knew the young spouse to be no man. One morning resolved to open the jest without any further delaying. The bedclothes she tossed showed the beard of the beast, and pulled off the politic plaything.